Next patient is Ryan Adams, R-Y-A-N. Ryan, R as in Robert, R-Y-A-N, Adams, A-D-A-M-S. Their birth is 10-10-74. Date of visit 1-21-26. Give me a copy for Dr. John Jepma. Jepma. That is J-E-P-M-A. P as in Paul, M as in Mary. John Jepma. D-O. And a copy for Dr. Arun Dund. A-R-U-N. Dund is D-H-A-N-D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is abnormal chest CT. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 51-year-old male who has had a prior history of asthma, has been on an albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis. The patient has noticed that he has had some wheezing and chest tightness over the past several months, and uses his rescue inhaler as needed. The the patient also has the patient also had been sent for a chest CT that was done on 1/19/26. And it showed multiple small non-calcified pulmonary nodules up to 4 millimeters. More in the right lower lobe and right upper lobe. There was no major tunnel adenopathy. No evidence of pleural effusion. The patient states he has occasional episodes of wheezing and no significant cough. There's no reflux or nausea, but he has some postnasal drip and chest tightness. Let's see. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of removal of skin cancers, including melanoma from his back. There's no history of hypertension or diabetes, but has some gastroesophageal reflux and uses Prilosec 20 milligrams a day. Next paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies. Next, habits. The patient denies smoking. Alcohol use moderate. Works in real estate. Denies any other toxic fume exposure. Secondhand smoke. Next paragraph. See, family history, father died of multiple, father died of alcoholism and multiple organ failure. Mother is in good health. Next, medalist, Pralisec 20 milligrams daily and Tadalafil 5 milligrams PRN. Next, system review of the patient has had no weight loss, fever or fatigue, no glaucoma or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. Has some wheezing and occasional cough and denies abdominal pains, but has reflux and no black stools or diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain or palpitations, no anxiety or depression. No urinary frequency, flank pains or dysuria. No bruising. He has no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This well-built, middle-aged white male has alert, no acute distress. There's no clubbing, pallor, cyanosis, erectors. Blood pressure. 110 over 70, pulse is 72, respiration 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 242, saturation 97. HUNT announced phallic, pupils reactive, sclera were clear, throat is mildly injected. Throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Next up, no bruise in the thyroid enlargement, lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursion. Lung fields are clear, there's no wheezes or crackles. Heart's regular, similarness to no murmur. Abdomen soft, benign, no mass, no megaly. Bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus, no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions, no death. Next paragraph, brush number 1. Is history of asthma. Number 2 is multiple lung nodules etiology undetermined. And next paragraph, plan the patient. Number 3 is gastroesophageal reflux disease. Next, plan based on will get us complete pulmonary function study. CBC said rate IgE level. I advise to get a follow-up chest CT in 3 months. We'll use the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN, in case he has shortness of breath. And a follow-up visit we arrange in approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this conversation. Copy of this for Dr. Arun Dund, D-H-A-N-D, and John Jepma, J-E-P-M-A-D-O, Arun Dund, M-D, and John Jepma, D-O. Thank you for this conversation. Oh, can you please add in the final diagnosis, history of melanoma. Thank you. Let's talk to you soon.